Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you had a good holiday.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. So, Oppenheimer Trust and Elliot and children, Candace too, she did notice of hearing. We reset this for, in essence, this morning. Oppenheimer submitted a motion to terminate the children's trust and deliver the assets to parents. So what's the update?
Your Honor, as the last hearing, Mrs. Bernstein requested one additional week to try to find a Florida Florida trustee to file an appearance, release a motion to get approved as successor trustee. That has not happened. We were actually here on the motion for entry of an order. Your Honor indicated at the last hearing that you were inclined to enter the order that I presented at the last hearing with one change. I have a proposed order for you, and I can walk you through the changes that were made from the last hearing.
Well, let me hear from the Bernsteins the status of a corporate trustee.
It's not corporate. We decided that before. It's a Florida trustee you wanted.
Okay, so I mean, since you said corporate, and I remember that the document appeared to be corporate, but did we have a discussion that if they couldn't get a corporate trustee, that they could then get a qualified, appropriate Florida-based trustee who was an individual as opposed to a corporation? I thought that was some discussion there.
Yeah, I don't believe that Oppenheimer really has a say in who Your Honor decides to appoint as a successor trustee. I can tell you that what Your Honor said is, in light of the multiple opportunities that the Bernsteins have had to try to find a successor trustee, even prior to the filing of this lawsuit, we gave them that opportunity. It's been pending for almost a year, since May of 2014. And the letter was sent April 2014, so it's been a year since they've had that opportunity. They haven't found it yet.
Okay.
We have.
Right. Well, let me hear. Let me get.
We have found one.
Okay.
Candace. Candace.
Bernstein. Candace will what?
As a trustee.
Oh. All right.
Well, that's interesting. Well, it was Mr. Lesney's first suggestion. We tried to get all these other things, but because of all the problems you're aware of.
Certainly the natural parent as well of the children. There's something enticing about that. What do you say about that?
Well, Your Honor, I have the same concerns about Mrs. Bernstein that I had about Joanne Dennison. The Bernsteins have shown by way of trying to ask for this Illinois attorney, Ms. Dennison, to be appointed co-trustee, that their goals here are to scorch the earth here and to do things that are essentially to disrupt the judicial system. She sat here.
Let me ask you this. Where do I have, I remember that the lawyer from Illinois clearly had issues that right on its face objectively made it inappropriate to bring her into this case, given her distance, and that I think, is this the one who was facing a 3-year bar suspension almost imminently?
Right.
Is that the same person?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, that isn't it. So, Candace is here meaning local, participates in most of the cases, and is the natural parents of the children. I don't share your view that she has a scorched earth theory, and I haven't seen that from her. I'm not making any comment that dealing with Elliot and she are two different entities. I think their strategy was to have Candace apart from Elliot, even though they're married, but you know, each of them, whoever's appointed, has a fiduciary duty that speaks for itself. And so, I haven't heard anything and that indicates to me that Candace doesn't have the best interest of her children in mind. I mean, from what I see, she does.
Well, so, if I can just remind Your Honor, the last hearing when you're at Your Honor polled the Bernsteins as to whether or not, knowing everything they know about Ms. Dennison, they still wanted her approved, both of the Bernsteins answered in the affirmative.
I remember that. Candace thought it was a good idea to have her notwithstanding.
Correct.
That probably.
No, that was me.
No, she did as well.
And the fact of the matter, Your Honor, is, you know,
Well, let me just tell me, so here's the thing. If she is appointed successor trustee, what happens next?
Well, Your Honor, pursuant to the order, all of the assets are turned over to the either successor. Well, the order that I have is one terminated the trust and handing over to them as natural guardians, which I don't see what the difference is between that and handing over to her as
well. But so, but if I don't terminate the trust this morning and I designate Candace as successor trustee, and you're out, correct? You're out.
Correct, other than the accounting proceedings.
Other than accounting that a predecessor trustee always does, what is the concern that you have?
Well, the concern we have, I mean, number one, Your Honor, is you have to reform the trust document, because the trust document doesn't permit a non-successor trustee. There's no motion before the court to do that. My second concern, Your Honor, is if Ms. Bernstein is appointed successor trustee, is the objections to the accountings that were filed by the Bernsteins collectively, are those the objections that we're still facing, or are we now going to have a new successor trustee, Mrs. Bernstein, filing objections, or is Mrs. Bernstein simply going to adopt the objections that the Bernstein previously filed? The reason I'm asking...
No, that's a good point. Let me ask a question. So what's pending in this case right now is what?
The continuation of the accounting.
So
in my counter complaint.
Right. Okay. So we had a hearing on that. And when is that set to finish up?
I believe you set a date for May. I don't have it in my.
May. Do you remember that? I don't have it.
And this is the accounting that Oppenheimer did up to a certain period of time. And when we finish that hearing, unless there's more work based upon what I've ordered, Oppenheimer has to do. Are you done?
Yes, up to the, we filed the accounting up to the date of our resignation.
Okay, so that's the final account.
And yes, and the only other transaction that's going to take place is we are going to
transition.
We're going to take the liquid value to pay for the accountants to prepare the final accounting and engage in this accounting proceeding. And that's it.
What do you say?
Most important points is we determined that there are assets that were undefined so far in this trust, that my father's intent was to have a trust and all these assets are owned, the company's stocks that are in there in the trust. So we want to preserve it and we don't want to dissolve the trust in any way. And this will preserve it and give, you know, Candace a chance.
Let me just say, as a practical matter, though, this is, I think, what we're facing. I mean, the continuation and completion of the accounting hearing has to take place. That'll take place next month. If I remember right, Oppenheimer says, if we dissolve this trust, we're going to distribute to you folks, parents of the children, that after paying the cost of the accountant and things like that, the remaining assets in the trust, correct?
Correct. The only other assets other than liquid assets are closely held businesses.
Okay. So, and the liquid assets were only around $9,000.
No.
Less.
Liquid.
Less. Liquid. Less.
Okay, right.
So, you have a little bit of cash, some closely held businesses, and what else?
That's it.
The home.
Well, the home is two businesses. It's a Bernstein Family Realty LLC, which the entity that owns the home.
Okay. All right. That was okay.
And then there's a company with like 16 companies under it.
So you so the entity would get transferred over to the Bernstein, correct?
Under the termination order, yes.
Okay, all right.
And we don't want that at all.
Your Honor,
the issue is, should you, the Bernsteins, receive the Oppenheimer assets, in essence, as natural parents, or should the trust stay in existence with Candace being the successor trustee, Oppenheimer's off. And then I'm still going to finish the accounting case. I'll finish that, and Oppenheimer's gone. True.
Yes, I just want to make one point clear. If Mrs. Bernstein is appointed the successor trustee, Mr. Bernstein no longer has any standing in this case. He's not.
Well, I'm the natural guardian of my parents to represent them.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
No. You got it. That's
how I'm representing them now under that standing. So why would I lose that? What?
You're representing your children.
Pro se. So I'll still represent them pro se. She'll be the trustee.
Their natural guardian.
Your Honor, if there is a successor trustee,
yeah.
then the successor trustee is the one that acts for the benefit of the children.
That's true.
The only reason Bernstein's have standing to act as natural guardians in this case is because it's an action by the trustee against the beneficiaries, and therefore they have standing. Right. Once the successor
somebody trustee, has to represent
hold
the
on,
beneficiaries.
Hold on, hold on. So that sounds to me to be a legal decision that I have to make
okay.
as to whether the beneficiaries of the trust, who are the children, okay, are their natural guardians, meaning are the children then, do the children have standing?
Through their representative,
and if
your owner appoints a successor trustee, the successor trustee is their representative.
Okay. No, the successor trustee represents the trust, not the individual.
Okay, so that's the question, the legal question. Who does the trustee then? There's beneficiaries of the trust, that's the children, that's not disputed, correct?
The beneficiaries of the trust are the children,
right. okay,
and the children are represented by someone.
Okay.
And in the absence of a trustee, the natural guardians.
So now if there's a trustee,
then
are the children limited? For example, can the children hire a lawyer if they through the parents?
I believe it's the trustee's obligation to hire a lawyer.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'll make this.
Okay.
This is UMC. It's more peaceful. I'll have to make that legal determination. All right.
Okay, Your Honor, one last thing. And Mr. Lesney has, brought up the vetting of trustees. I thought you should be interested in FINRA sanctions that just came out against Oppenheimer, 498
pages. I did say that phrase again.
Okay. I have here a March 26 article. It's from FINRA. It's on sanctions.
What name is that? What did you say?
FINRA. It's a regulatory agency
of
companies like Oppenheimer, a government agency. That has Oppenheimer being sanctioned for 400 pages, no less. I brought all of them. You can go through them if you'd like. These are criminal charges against Oppenheimer that they've settled without accepting blah, but they've accepted the FINRA results. And there's also SEC actions against them for mismanagement of funds, for not notifying clients of all kinds of criminal activity they were involved in and being charged with. And just so
what does that have to do with what we're trying to
say? Well, they're the trustee, and so as it discounted Joanne's, her bar complaints, I think far more serious are criminal allegations that they're settling.
But they're off the case.
They are? Okay.
They resigned.
They've been trying to resign.
Okay.
They did their notice of resignation. Other than the accounting, they're out.
And by the way, it was his suggestion first, if you read the first pleading, that Candace and I be the trustee.
Give me your order.
Okay. Your Honor, I have not only my order, I brought it on flash drive in case you want to make modifications.
Okay. Let me look at that and think about Candace. Okay. Now here's the thing though. If I'm going to appoint Candace, a couple things. She has to file, votes and acceptances to do all of those things. And then, I'm concerned that since the trust itself doesn't allow for an individual, you have to have some sort of order that allows me to reform the trust.
You want a trust construction to amend that piece?
Well, yeah, I mean, without spending a whole lot of money, the goal, I think Mr. Lesney's correct, you need to reform the trust. I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to object to it or anyone even has standing to object, do they?
Your Honor, all I can say is, this is something we've been trying to resign since April 2000.
Right, I'm going to let you're getting out. I mean, here's the thing. The last thing that I anticipate you're doing directly is the accounting.
Correct.
Okay. And so, I'm not requiring you to do anything else in this case other than hold the assets that you have, deal with the accounting, and then, you're out. You resign.
And
resignation is based upon, you're allowed to resign based upon what's in the documents.
Correct. And Mr. Bernstein has taken the position all along that a successor trustee is the one that should be dealing with the accounting proceedings. Mr. Bernstein has filed an objection with each and every item of the accounting.
Right.
I can't tell you.
You did that because there was no trustee.
I understand, and that's what I'm saying. Once a trustee is appointed.
Let me tell you this. I am not going, we're going to finish that hearing. We're going to use Mr. Bernstein's objections to finish that. Candace is adopting, if I name her, I'm not going to go through a whole new set of objections we're going to use those objections to be done. Great?
Great.
Okay, so then we don't have to reinvent the wheel then.
Okay.
And he shouldn't object to the Candace because he's the one who first came to this court and suggested it knowing of the trust language.
Right, and I'm glad that Mr. Bernstein brought it to your attention, Your Honor, because at the end of the day, I can't tell how much money we spent last year trying to just get them to accept. They finally accepted. We are going to seek the keys at the end of the day.
All right, well, everybody's suggestions from self-monitoring. Okay, I'll take a look at it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, do you want her to start sending you, by the way, those documents?
Well, let me let you know, I'm going to think about it. I'll write a written order on that and outline what I want to happen. And then if I agree that Candace can do this, I'll direct what has to be done. Because in essence, I would only be doing it conditionally on her doing all those things.
Okay.
So I'll let you know.
And we also are vetting. I'm telling you, whoever I bring in here to be successor to Candace, if that happens. We're in the process of vetting, and I'm going to make sure they're squeakier than clean, and et cetera, no nothing. So just know we're looking for that as well.
Thanks,
thank
Mike.
You, sir.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.